Hello guys, this is Clint, and I may get a little aggravated on this little rant we got going on, but I want you to think about some stuff, guys. I really do. Critical thinking and thinking for yourself is not a bad thing. Now, you don't have to have a degree or wear a white coat or go to a certain school or be from a certain part of the country to be able to think for yourself. Just because someone has a degree in something doesn't mean they're really that smart. That means they paid a lot of money and regurgitated a lot of information, but it does not mean that they actually learned anything. And case in point about what I'm going to talk with today. Now, this is something I guarantee you, some of you right now are going through what I'm talking about today. And it's a sinus headache. Now, what does a sinus headache have to do with anything? Well, it's what happens when you don't think, and then what happens when you do think. So a couple of weeks ago, I started getting a sinus infection. Didn't know what it was from. I thought it was some kind of strange pollen or something, because we had all those months of drought and we got hammered with rain, and there's probably a bunch of stuff that got put up in the atmosphere. So that's kind of what I thought. Hey, it got worse and worse and worse. And it finally got to the point, and I know some of you know what I'm talking about, where you start having little fantasies about taking your DeWalt cordless drill, put a 16th inch drill bit in it, and drill into your skull just to get some of the pressure out of there. Now, when you have one of them, you know that you're hurting. So what do? We don't think for ourselves, and we just go somewhere and let them tell us what we should do. So what did I do? We have a pharmacy here where it's not like a big city. You know, that I know two of them by name in there just because it's such a small place. I go in, I've got a crazy sinus headache. In the past, I've taken the Sudafed I need to sign for, because if you didn't know, the reason you sign for it, because that's what meth heads use when they're making meth, because it does, it really will get your body buzzing, I guess is a good way to put it, just even in the Sudafed. So he goes, yeah, he asked me what I was feeling. He goes, yeah, this will work. So after about a week of being absolutely, purely miserable, can't breathe, you know, wake up in the morning, sore throat because you're trying to breathe through your mouth, and it's just bad. We all know what it is, which is just bad. So I go back and I go, dude, it's not working. He goes, well, maybe you can stack Claritin on top of that. And I'm hurting to the point I probably would have tried gasoline if someone would have said to try gasoline. So I go buy a thing of Claritin. I still have the high powered Sudafed. I start stacking them on each other. And then I get a little bit of relief. Well, I'm sitting down that evening and I start doing some research. Now, this is where free thinking men and women ought to start doing ahead of time. So I like look up what is the side effects of Sudafed, just to kind of get a grasp on this. And I want you to listen to this. Sudafed side effects. First off, let me tell you what it does, because this is where the rant's going to come in a minute. It decreases the blood vessels in your sinuses, which gives you the symptom relief of having so much pressure in your head. That's what it does. That's all it does. It reduces the blood vessels in your nose, which will come up very important in a minute. Okay, side effects. Fast pounding, uneven heartbeat, severe dizziness or anxiety, easily bruising, bleeding, unusual weakness, fever, chills, body aches, flu symptoms, dangerously high blood pressure, severe headaches, blurred vision, ringing in your ears, anxiety, confusion, chest pain, trouble breathing, uneven heart rate, even seizures, loss of appetite, tingling, rashes on your skin, restlessness, easily excited, sleep problems, insomnia, and a severe rash that causes itching. That's the Sudafed. A Claritin. Sleepiness, tiredness, stomach pain, headache, dry eyes, mouth, diarrhea, liver damage and inflammation, tightness of the chest and breathing tubes, passing out or fainting, seizures, and a low platelet count. That's the two drugs I was taking. by the guy that spent probably 9 years of his life getting, quote, educated about this. Well, I'm looking at the side effects of the two drugs that I'm taking. I can definitely feel the anxiety and all that because it was like I was on speed or something. So then I start going, well, what causes a sinus infection? Now, guys, I'm 47 years old, and that question has never been asked by me before. Have you ever asked it? And I don't mean grandmama's, you know, says it's just allergies or everybody in her family has it or whatever. I'm talking really, what does it cause? Okay, sinus infection. Your sinuses, what I've learned when I did my own research and thought for myself, is your sinus and your stomach are connected, and bacteria, which are supposed to be there, go back and forth. And a sinus infection is when you get some bad bacteria, fungi, protozoa, or viral, which is a weird thing because they don't call it a living thing, but it does reproduce. So I don't really know what the viral part of that is, but I'm going to assume it's just like some form of bacteria. So you've got some bad fungus, or you got some bacteria that's having a bad party in your head, and they're like breaking furniture in there. Anyway, you get really, really hurt. That is what a sinus infection is. Okay, so I go back to the Sudafed and the Claritin, and I look up what it does. And does it help with the bacteria or the fungus or the protozoa or the viral? 999. It does not. Doesn't even try to. Doesn't even give you the false impression that it might. So you're taking drugs for a sinus infection given by the person with the degree that's telling you what he's regurgitating from when he went to school, and the medicine that you take does absolutely nothing to fix the problem that's causing you all this pain and misery. Does that make sense to anybody out there? Does it really? Let's not ever fix a problem in this country. Let's just fix the symptoms. Now, you may think that I don't like medical people, and that is not true. And when I talk about something here in a couple of weeks, you'll understand that I think they're amazing in certain things. When it comes to health, they pretty much suck. And that is coming from a free-thinking person that can look at their record and look at the way that they treat people, and you can see that, yeah, they suck when it comes to health. Now, they can fix some pretty cool stuff, but health-wise, they suck. Now, I'm taking a product that does not fix the problem. So, I sit back and I start going, well, I wonder what the medical community would call quacks and witch doctors and everything else. What do they say about sinus infection? Now, amazingly enough, they all had the same thing about what a sinus infection was. So, clearly, that's pretty standard in the medical field about what a sinus infection is. So the pharmacy should know, hey, dude, you got some bacteria or fungus or something going on in your sinuses. We might not figure out a way to kill those so the problem is gone. But no, just take the drugs, pay the money. These companies are worth billions of dollars. Selling something does not fix a problem. Only in America. So I start looking up, you know, the witch doctors and the quacks and the people that believe in herbs and essential oils and different things like that. And I start seeing this pattern. Now, for 47 years, some years I do not get a sinus infection. Some years I get two or three of them. They're all very painful. And we all know what it is. And it all, you know, it's just absolute misery. So since I've never thought for myself on this one point, I went through all that pain and misery. And since the medical community doesn't seem to really care about the problem, but just fixing a symptom, we all been through this for as many years as we've been alive. So I'm looking at all the homeopathic stuff and the doctors that are into health and not the chemicals and stuff like that. And I start seeing this pattern. And one of them is you can use a mistifier, which is like a steamer type thing. And you can put essential oils in there and it'll clear up your nose. The same thing the Sudafed does, but without all those side effects. Now, if that's all that I'm looking for, don't you think it'd been smarter for the pharmacist to tell me to get a mister and put some eucalyptus oil or something in there and I get the same thing without having to worry about seizures and liver damage and liver inflammation and low blood count, can't sleep, passing out, all that other stuff that can happen with these other two drugs? No, that's never brought up. Not once. So I call Cindy. She's on her way from work. She stops by Walmart. She gets me this thing. They don't have essential oils there, but there is a little pack that comes with it. It's like a Vicks formula thing, which I looked up, and it's pure chemical too, but it did give me some relief, and I was grateful. So once I got I see that there's something to this, so I start doing more research. And then I started really getting into the down and dirty of how to stop a sinus infection, which you will never hear unless you do your own research. A neti pot. If you don't know what a neti pot is, you can go to Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever your drugstore is. They have them at Walmart. Just ask the pharmacist, where's the neti pot? You'll go look at this funny little thing, and it looks kind of like a plastic teapot with a long spout on it, and it'll cost you about $9-$10 or $15 or whatever it is. There'll be little salt tablets in there, packets that, and the theory is, and if you've never done it, you're going to think that you're going to drown. You're not. You're going to think it's going to hurt. It's not. It's a weird thing about the human body that doesn't make sense until you try it, and then you kind of figure out that it does work. You fill body temperature water, distilled water, up in this thing where, you know, it's 98, 99 degrees, something like that, 100. You don't want it steaming. You don't want to burn your sinuses. You put the salt in there. You stir it up. You get your head over the sink. And you, if you think about it, you're going to turn your head sideways. So one of your ears is facing towards the bottom of the sink, and your nose is facing like the top of the counter. And on the top nostril, you take this hot water salt mixture, and you put it in a nostril, and you breathe through your mouth. Now, amazing thing happens. That water goes all through your sinuses with the salt, and what does salt do? It kills bacteria, and it runs out your other nose. And the more times you do this throughout the day, the more faster it'll run out, because it's not congested in there as much. So then you roll over and you do the other side, and you get some pretty immediate relief. Now, what I found and when I'm doing my research is essential oil of eucalyptus, which is a bacteria killing essential oil. Now, I'm not talking extract or something you get from the dollar store. I mean, this stuff is like $9-$10 for a half ounce. It's not cheap, but the way that they make it, it costs a lot of money. So that's not very much money. So when I say essential oils, I'm not talking about extracts. I'm not talking about something you buy from me or F&T or Minnesota Trapline or something like that. Those are not the essential oils that I'm referring to. These are for human consumption. And by the way, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, and I'm not giving any medical advice. Just do your own research, and you might be surprised what you come up with. So I found that there are several essential oils that cure sinus infection. They cure it. Why do they cure it? Because a lot of these oils are antiviral, and they are antibacterial, which means they kill it. And some of them are all three along with fungus. So the eucalyptus oil is a bacteria killer, and it smells kind of like you would think of something you would put on your chest when you were a kid to breathe. So it really opens you up really quick. So I was at Walgreens, and they did have a little thing of eucalyptus oil, but they didn't have any of the other ones. So I picked it up. Online on Amazon Prime, I ordered lavender oil and rosemary oil. And I've got oregano oil that I ordered, but I'm afraid to use, which I'll tell you why here in a second. So I've got those three coming in 24 hours. I've got the eucalyptus oil. I put 4 or 5 drops of that inside the neti pot with that warm water with the salt. I pour it through my nose. Instant, complete relief. Now, for a week, I'd have probably paid $1,000 to have that relief. And I did it with neti pot, distilled water, some salt, and an essential oil. My sinus pressure went completely away in 5 minutes. Completely away in 5 minutes. And it started coming back in about an hour, so I went and did it again. I did this 3 times in the evening. I slept like a baby. I did not hurt. Now, apparently, whatever was going on to me must have been bacteria, because it killed it. Killed it. Fixed the problem. Imagine that. A medical solution that fixes the problem. Holy cow. So then I get the other oils in the next day, and because rosemary oil and the lovage oil both kill fungi and bacteria, I did a rotation. First thing in the morning, eucalyptus oil. afternoon, I did one with Rosemary, and then I did one with Lovage in the evening. And lo and behold, in less than 24 hours, I am 100% cured because of essential oil. Not because of the medical community, not because of the drugs. Because I thought for myself. Now, if you don't think this has been a turning point in the way that I look at anything I'm going to put in my body that comes from a pharmacy, you're on drugs yourself. Just because they tell you, first off, it'd be interesting if everybody in America started asking the doctor, this medication, is it going to fix the problem? And the answer is obviously going to be no, but it'll make a symptom go away. No, screw that, dude. I want something to fix the problem. The medical community would be set back on its heels because they don't fix health problems. They just don't do it. They're not designed for it. They don't try to. I think the doctors would if they knew, but if they actually told a patient to go get a neti pot and put some eucalyptus oil in it and run it through their sinuses to kill the bacteria that's causing the problem, they would probably, in today's America, lose their medical license and everything else that they worked for the 15 years for them to get their medical license. They would lose it. Why? Because it's quackery. Why? Because it hasn't been studied. Why hasn't it been studied, you ask? That's a very important question. Because who in their right mind is going to do a study on eucalyptus oil in a neti pot? Because that's not anything that you can patent. And if you can't patent it, the research money will not be spent on it because research, medical research, is spent by the companies that are making the drugs. It's pretty simple when you understand how the system works. So just because it's not been tested through a trial somewhere where the AMA, and if you want to look at a dark, dirty history, go look up at the beginning of the AMA because it is not a very nice thing. We want to think it is because doctors want to go help people. The AMA and the FDA and everything else, that is a screwed up, dark closet type thing. So go do your own research. Do your own critical thinking on that. Don't listen to me on it. Go do your own. But they don't tell you to fix the problem. Because there's no research done on it, therefore they can't say it's science because no one funds it, because no one can patent it. And I want you to think about this in reality. Because of that right there, there's probably 308 million Americans right now, probably 100 million of those per year will have one of these sinus infections and suffer over and over again. So that's the suffering of times a million, if not more. This happens to some people on a lot more regular basis because of the way they eat, their bacteria is all screwed up, and that's why they have asthma and sinus problems all the time. Because remember, the sinus and the stomach is connected and the bacteria move back and forth. And if you don't have the right ones, the bad ones will reproduce and they can reproduce fast and you get this misery. But think about that. Because it hasn't been studied. Now, do you not think that there's doctors out there that know that if you run eucalyptus oil, rosemary, or lavender through a neti pot through your sinuses, that it not only gives you the relief of the drugs that can cause your liver to blow up, apparently, and seizure and falling out, but it fixes the problem at the same time. But because of the AMA and the rules of being a doctor, you're not allowed to tell your patients that because it's not been tested and you will lose your license for doing something like that. So am I a little upset about all the years of the sinus problem with me not knowing this? You better believe it. So if I seem a little bit excited tonight about this, that's the reason why. And what's the point of this little rant, you may be asking? What does this have to do with trapping or anything else that you have to do with hunting or fishing or just your daily life? Dude, take care of some of your own medical needs by using the God-given thing between your ears called a brain that's usually meant for more than just watching TV. If you take care of your own self, that's why I always say you need to design your own income. You need to design your own retirement, your own way of living, everything else. And that includes a lot of your own medical. The reason I drink so much bone broth is because I know it's an easy way for the body to get massive amounts of vitamin minerals that you will never get from the little pill that you get at the pharmacy. Because when you start doing some research on that, you'll start finding out most of those vitamins that your body drastically needs an oil for your body to even absorb it. And do you drink oil when you take vitamins? No, you don't. So is it doing any good? Nope. Now, why don't people know that? Because they only listen to people in white coats. And that information is clearly out there all over the place. There's been all kind of studies done on that. A lot of the vitamins that you need. The same thing that you will find out mothers that drink soy because they think it's healthy. There's an acid in that that will stop the baby's bones from getting calcium, magnesium, and zinc. And then you wonder why we have the problems we do today. Soy's healthy, right? Moms take it, screws up the baby, but everything's fine and healthy. They have a way to fix your symptom with a patent drug, I guarantee it. So guys, if you're having sinus problems, do your own research and see if this would work for you. Now, unless you have, and the cool thing about it, it's not an antibiotic, guys. When the rosemary oil goes through my nose and it kills those bacteria, it's not killing bacteria all over my body, which my body needs to be healthy. Now, if a doctor gives me just straight antibiotics all the time, that's why people are so sick now. All the bugs you need in your body, all the bacteria, protozoa, and the fungus that's supposed to be there is getting killed off all the time. Everybody wants antibiotic because it'll fix it pretty quick, but they cause more problems. When you use essential oils, which are way more complex than any drug you will ever get at a pharmacy, they can't even reproduce it. That's how complex essential oils and herbs are. When you do that, it doesn't destroy everything about your body. People have been eating rosemary for years and not having the problem with the antibiotics that we have today. Now see, I'm just a Appalachian redneck that can look at things and go, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So if you're having problems, look into it. If you're having other problems, look into it yourself. You will be amazed what stuff will do different things. If you're having sleep problems and you're taking some type of over-the-counter drug, look at the side effects of that. You can grow some lemon balm, or if you're really in bad shape, you can grow some passion fruit. Make a tea before you go to bed. You're going to go sleep, especially the passion fruit. The lemon balm calms you right down. It tastes good. It tastes like those little yellow candies we all had, the lemon drops when we were kids. But you don't have all of the crazy side effects. Why? Because the plants seem to know a little bit more than the professors or the scientists or the funding or the fundraisers for all the trials. Look into some of this stuff yourself. You will be amazed. And that way you can actually start taking charge of your own health instead of into a drug company's. Just saying. Yeah, it pissed me off, but I'm so glad I finally came to my own senses where I took a sinus infection into my own hands. So now I know how to fix it. Not cover a symptom, but to fix it. And maybe if people start asking, are the drugs they're taking going to fix the problem? You'll see very clearly that they're not even designed to. Just like the Sudafed and the Claritin does not fix the nasal problem, and they don't even claim to. Sometimes the modern civilization drives me crazy. So do your own research, guys. You might really find out some pretty cool stuff that'll really help you out without deteriorating your health in other ways. That way you can go out and trap and hunt and fish, spend time with your family, and be a little bit healthier and happier when you do it.